We expect the heads of the Occupied Territories Bill, that's the legislation to ban trade between this country and occupied Palestinian territory, to go to Cabinet today. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, long promised a new name apparently among the changes this bill is going through, Micheál.
Yeah, so this is the new bill, I suppose, the old Francis Black bill, that's still at second stage in the Senedd, but this is the Israeli Settlement Prohibition of Importation of Goods Bill, and it covers trade and will be essentially underpinned by the Customs Act, which means that the customs officers will have the power to arrest, seize and inspect anyone or any goods coming from the illegal Israeli settlements. But crucially, though, it doesn't include services. The Taoiseach is still insisting that he is open to including it. So I suppose if that were to come, it would have come at the pre-legislative scrutiny stage at the Foreign Affairs Committee chaired by Fianna Fáil TD John Le Hart. That will be the next stage for this legislation once it goes through Cabinet today. Now, there's been a willingness expressed by that chairman to work round the clock to get that part of the legislative process complete. At the same time, there's only 12 sitting days left now in the Dáil before the summer recess. So I don't think right now anyone has an expectation that the bill itself will go through all stages before that point.
All right. There's a new plan for Dublin City Centre. Now, this follows the publication of the David MacRedmond chaired task force report that we saw at the end of last year on revitalising Dublin City Centre. So is this new plan from government, is this action time?
It looks like action time. So you have the task force plan, then you had an interdepartmental group put it all together, and you have the Taoiseach Micheál Martin bringing proposals to Cabinet that talks about revitalising O'Connell Street, tackling vacancy and dereliction, having high density homes in and around the area, also things like more policing, and it talks about better place services for vulnerable people as well. At the centre of it all is a revamped GPO made up of retail, cultural and office spaces. Now, significantly enough, it will be underpinned by a certain standalone legal entity, something that's called a special purpose vehicle. And so that is going to drive this initiative forward, it seems, and it will be made up of both private and public funding.
We haven't heard of special purpose vehicles since the financial crisis, have we? Is there money behind it?
Not for a while. I think it's meant to signal that this is a way of generating finances, and it's also meant to signal urgency as well. But of course, the special purpose vehicle, it does date back to a darker time in the country's finances, and was something that was mentioned a lot, and was always mentioned in the context of being on balance sheet or off balance sheet.
Yeah. Is there alarm in government at this information coming from the US embassy around student visas and requirements of students now around their social media?
There is. The Taoiseach had described it yesterday as excessive, and he said it will create a dark atmosphere and cause anxiety among students. Now, the Taoiseach too is going to raise it, or have his officials raise it at least, with those in the US embassy, and he said the wider administration too, mainly with the purpose of trying to get exact clarity on it. And as well as that, he's going to hold meetings with student organisations to see if any supports can be put in place for those applicants who will have those wider vetting of their social media pages. And he said he would raise it with the incoming US ambassador, who's set to take up office next month. Not clear really, though, how much government can do about this, bar expressing concern.
You'd expect, though, that parents of their sons and daughters in the United States at the moment on J1s, they'll be lobbying their local TDs to try and take some action or get some further clarity around all of this.
Yeah, it does seem to be that clarity is the main point here. So it's dealing with the embassy first. So it's the Taoiseach very adamant, though, that he believes it was excessive, because while understanding the security concerns that the US might have, he said good intelligence should be sufficient to spot if anyone had the intention of attacking a country, and he couldn't see the overall logic for going in this direction.
Let's stay with students, but change tack a bit. The Higher Education Minister, James Lawless, he's bringing a memo to Cabinet today to put in place a design guide for new state-supported student accommodation. It sounds early days, but what is it?
Yes, and this has echoes of a past initiative that was mentioned for wider accommodation that didn't go down very well. This is a bid to try and get more bed capacity into student accommodation. That is the ones that the state builds. And it does that by essentially getting rid of the single ensuite rooms that are built at the moment, building things like twin rooms, also having communal kitchen spaces and shared toilet facilities. Now, the minister will tell Cabinet today that he believes believes this will lead to a more social and integrated student experience. So that is going to be how this is going to be presented. But the intention is very clear. It's about trying to deliver more student beds quicker with a broader design pattern to achieve that.
Just a final brief word, Dr. Niall Muldoon, the Ombudsman from Children before an Oireachtas Housing Committee today, fighting strongly the cause of children.
Yeah, he talks about the devastating impact of homelessness on children, saying it is of epic proportions and that it's affecting every aspect of their lives, whether that's education and wider than that. He wants a new strategy that would look at three things in particular: at prevention, at homelessness supports, and also that key thing to try and build and deliver more social and affordable homes.
More from you, Micheál, throughout the day. Thank you very much indeed. 16 minutes to 8.